then one year I'm like, well, I need, the ham was a little dry last year. So I actually cooked down some bacon, put the bacon aside, used the bacon grease with the mustard and the brown sugar and made like a thinner glaze and kept basting it with that. And it was delicious. So I know Big Fatty loves his bacon, honey. So I think he would love my ham. And I wish I could overnight him some ham, but no. So
it's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
The ham was a little dry last year.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1044. Of the BFO for Monday, the 30th of January, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and y'all, I'm going to tell you about the entries we've got into the number one fan contest, and y'all, I'm going to tell you about the Big Fatty. Hello, Hammies, Big Fatty, you got that one right. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I'm recording this extremely late. Extremely late on Sunday evening. Y'all, those that like to sneak it and listen early. Oh, dear gosh, they're probably worried. They're probably worried. Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty. But, y'all, I've just returned. I will go ahead and get into the weekend, I guess. But, y'all, I've just returned to the Fat Cave from going out to dinner with Granny and Miss Water and some folks from the Horror Club, and y'all, some folks visiting Charleston from another Horror Club. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we went out for a lovely, just a lovely supper, and y'all had a giant y'all, it was a giant solid, and and y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious. Y'all, I've been thinking about it all day on Sunday. And y'all, it was exactly what I wanted. And it was, I ate every bite of it. Big Fatty, most of it still caught in your teeth, too. anyway, y'all, it was quite, it was quite the weekend. Y'all didn't do a damn thing. Yes, Big Fatty, you were a sloth, but at least you didn't go to an English pub. It's true, y'all, I didn't. But, y'all, on Friday, it was quiet day in the coal mine, y'all, because, you know, old Vader, he's out there in the San Franciscos, and Larry Cly was up there in the New York. New York, so nice they named it twice. Oh, dear. And so, y'all, I just got a few things done here in the coal mine, and I wouldn't say it was a terribly productive day, but it was a day. And, y'all, I came home, and, y'all, I had bought... when I went to the Von's East on Wednesday, y'all, I had bought some, what do they call it? They call it the brand is Simply. And, y'all, I bought the Simply Limeade, and it is not from concentrate, limeade, and it's in your grocer's, refrigerated case with the orange juice, y'all, and y'all, I decided I was going to try that with some Tanqueray 10, and y'all, on Friday night, y'all, I made me a Tanqueray and limeade, and y'all, it was delicious. It was delicious, and y'all, I got sloshed, bitch. Ready, you can say that again. Y'all, my youngest daughter, Nessa, was going to do a drunkie cast at 10 p.m. in the evening, east. And y'all, I thought it was, she said it was, at, she was going to start at 7 p.m. And y'all, I immediately thought it's 7 p.m. Eastern, because, you know, it is the only time zone that matters. But she meant 7 p.m. Pacific. And, y'all, I couldn't stay up that late. Big Fatty, you are drunk. And, Anyway, I had that. But y'all, the big thing on Friday evening, y'all, was I made the homemade pizza pie that Moose P had sent to me. And y'all, it was good. It was good. And I think I put too much sauce on it, though, because it was a little soggy. But other than that, it was delicious. And I ate about a third of the pizza pie, and I saved the rest of it. No, I guess I maybe ate a half of it, and saved the other half. And y'all, I had that up for sat there for my lunch, and it was lovely. And y'all, I was just on the Twitty and playing the Words with Friends and the Scramble with Friends. And y'all, it was just a worry. A very relaxing evening. Then on Saturday, Larry Clyde had told me that he was going to have his Hatterina pick him up at the Aeropuerto, which of course is Mexican for Aeropuerto. On Saturday, when he returned from the New York, y'all, I don't know if you knew this or not, but it's so nice they named it twice. Bae! Fatty. And he decided he didn't want to have to deal with her, so he decided he'd rather deal with Big Fatty. Bae! Fatty, he was desperate. And initially I thought I was going to pick him up at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and y'all, the plane was late taking off and all this kind of stuff. Y'all didn't get him until after 5:30 p.m. in the evening. Before I go any further, y'all, I had started opening a card on the Friday day show, and y'all had to stop in the middle of it. I'm going to go back and open that up now, finish opening up. If you remember correctly, it was a picture of the gentleman with his Daisy Dukes and his big hairy butt hanging out. Y'all, I believe he's looking at the Grand Canyon. And by the Grand Canyon, I am not referring to anyone's... Fanny, please, we don't need to hear about anybody's Grand Canyon. But y'all, this is from Phoenix Dave and Scott. And y'all, it says, just wanted to say thank you in a big ass way. Big Fatty, he knows how to thank you yes. And y'all, it says, dear, Big Fatty. Way back in February of 2008, y'all, that was almost 4 years ago, Big Fatty, you said you were considering charging a penny per episode of your little show. Y'all, I do recall that I had considered that at one time. Just making everybody pay a penny to listen to the little show. Y'all, I can assure you they would have unsubscribed so quickly. But he goes on and says, well, now that you've passed the 1,000th show, I thought it was time that I paid up. Maybe in 4 years... I'll pay for episodes 1001 through 2000. Thanks a million. Love ya, Phoenix Dave and Scott. P.S. Sorry, I am a huge, y'all, he's huge procrastinator. And y'all, in there, there was a 10 spot. A $10 bill of cash money, y'all. Well, Phoenix, Dave, that is just lovely. You didn't need to do that, but, you know, y'all, you don't say things like that to people that send you gifts. Thank you so much. That was so thankful. Not thankful. It was so thoughtful of you. Y'all, I better pull that out of the card and put it in my pocketbook. Phoenix, Dave, that is, you're the only person that took the time to send the $10 to pay for the little show. Big Fatty, other people send you those scratch-offs. Well, they used to anyway. They don't do it anymore. Nobody sends Big Fatty a scratch-off anymore. Y'all, speaking of scratch-offs, let's go over here to the e-letters, because y'all, we have gotten several new entries into the number one fan contest. Remember, it ends this Friday. So y'all, you got this week, and then your time is up. Y'all, we've heard from Boss Boy. We have heard from Boss Boy, and y'all, his entry to the number one fan contest was, what do we have to be? What do we have to do? Be? Fanny, perhaps you should learn English with that $10. What do we do if we want to be the number two fan? Well, over fiber, I guess. And I replied, well, you enter the number one contest and hope for number two. Be? Fanny, we get number two every day. But boss boy, I am going to put you in the number one fan, colostomy bag. That'll be your entry. Y'all, Mr. Jackal, who is a lurker, y'all. Mr. Jackal has sent me a number one fan entry. It says, Mr. Jackal Lurker, that's how I knew who it was, y'all, would like to be Big Fatty's number one fan because Mr. Jackal Lurker would like to be Big Fatty's number one fan. Well, y'all, it couldn't be said better if Mr. Jackal Lurker said it himself. So Mr. Jackal Lurker, we'll put you in there. Y'all, the howdy-do pancakes folks, y'all, howdy-do pancakes has sent an entry. It says, Big Fatty Online, Hello Waffles number one fan or fanatic. And y'all, that is that y'all, I don't know if that one is supposed to be for JR, or if that's supposed to be for Calvin, or maybe for that Scooter Booter. I don't know, y'all. Who is Scooter? Y'all, who is the Scooter Booter? For the Hello Waffles, y'all, I'm not sure. But anyway, perhaps the Hello Waffles will let me know the how to do pancakes. We will stick you in the... Big Friday. Or, y'all, it may be that Chori. I don't know. But we'll stick you in the colostomy bag. And anyway, so there, you're in there. Y'all, we've heard from the future. The future has sent in... an entry for the number one fan contest, y'all. It's a little poem from the little Ozzy Battler. It says, Hello, Big Freddy. Here's my entry to your little competition. 1-2, I did a poo. 3-4, it blew down the door. 5-6, oh man, it stinks. 7-8, the skull is great. Scotty. And y'all, then there are some flip-flops there for the hat M, I guess. And y'all, then there's a picture of Big Fatty's head on a toilet. Beep! Fanny, that battler, he is something else. And then finally, y'all, I missed this one last week, and y'all, I was given a written reprimand for missing this one last week. Y'all, it's from the old white boy. Y'all, white boy sent me his entry, and he says, please accept one of my campaign slogans as my entry into the contest. And y'all, he's given me four slogans to choose from. Y'all, I'm not sure which one. Y'all, if we select him, we'll have to get him to choose one. But y'all, his four slogans are Tippecanoe and Bacon Too. y'all, 54-inch waistline or fight. Y'all, the third one is he kept us out of the Cheesecake Factory. And y'all, home pooper in every pot. Yeah. And y'all, it signed White Boy 2012. So, White Boy, we're finally going to put you in the colostomy bag. We'll keep it near the home pooper area, though. Bae! Fatty, you're just vuggle. Y'all, while we're over here, let's just go on over here to the what do you call that thing? The spot in Big Fatty, because y'all, we've got 3 days of deposits. Bae! Fatty, deposits is a good word. Oh, dear God in heaven. Excuse me. Oh, dear hydrogen. Y'all, there's one page. There's two pages. Let's just look over here. There's three pages of... Three pages of intros. Y'all, there's more than three pages of entries over here. Y'all, we have got... It says, keep calm. It's for right. And y'all, then Big Fatty was celebrating with his friends from the Australians. Y'all, there's a, it's, y'all, I don't, I can't believe I missed this. Last Friday was a National Crapper Day. That's when Thomas Crapper introduced home pooping. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, if you don't, y'all, I don't know who does the spot in Big Fatty. Evidently, some people know who it is, but I don't know who it is. But y'all, then there's the bacon baby formula, bacon flavored instant baby Freddy. That Peter G put Big Fatty's head on the crapper. Nessa put Big Fatty on the bacon baby flavored instant formula as a little piggy. Ah, you are a little piggy, Big Fatty. Y'all, then there's this Big Fatty as that little midget, y'all, that was in those movies. Is called Bacon Me. Y'all, the veritable Virgo found that one. Oh, dear gussie. Nessa and Trucker Alex collaborated, y'all. They found Big Fatty at the casino, not the convenience store, dressed as an engine. Y'all, then the Big Fatty loves in some Cheerios. Y'all, Big Fatty's wearing a Cheerios shirt. Y'all keep calm and be fat. Y'all, that was for Saturday. And y'all, Robert, I'm not sure who Robert is, but, y'all, it's Volga. It's Volga. Y'all, evidently there's a sensor over at Spottin' Big Fatty. So if there's something terribly Volga, it is censored. It's ruined, y'all. But you can click over there and y'all, it's a pair of hairy testicles with Big Fatty's head on it. Y'all, and that is one hairy butt. That's all I got to say. It is one hairy butt. It's just, y'all, and evidently it's over there at that Stick It With A Poke. Y'all, the Fatty Lisa is over there. The Frequency did that. And y'all, evidently the Hat M has assisted that Peter G in putting Big Fatty's head in the turlet. Y'all, it was National Kazoo Day on Saturday. And Big Fatty is evidently blowing it out with a kazoo or something. Y'all, you know you can use tissue paper and a comb, and it makes the same sound as a kazoo. Y'all, there's the picture of Big Fatty on that boat that has fallen over again. And y'all, then there's the fortune cookie. Y'all, the most vulgar one I've seen so far is Big Fatty at some sort of bizarre Japanese game show. Y'all, he's playing with his boobies. Big Fatty, that is vulgar. And y'all, y'all, I can't believe this one hasn't been called vulgar. Y'all, there's the coal miner's fodder by the Frequency. And y'all, I'm holding a can of Crisco. Lovely. Y'all, the Fat by Poodle McNoodle. Y'all, Nessa has spotted that. Y'all, for Sunday, it's Keep Calm, It's Ruined. Y'all, and y'all, there's some kind of stick going through Big Fatty's head. And my eyeballs are popping out. Timmy Sams, you big fat zombie. Y'all, evidently I'm some sort of zombie or something. Moose P has submitted the scream also, just like Poodle McNoodle did, or Nessa did, or whoever, I don't know. Moose P put me on with that woman in the pitchfork, the American Gothic Fatty. Big Fatty, you are gothic, all right, gothic in age. That Moose P, he's something else. Y'all, then there's that squirrel again showing off his nuts by the RT Cruiser. You know, y'all, RT Cruiser's down there in the future with Scotty. RT Cruiser has put me and the Vons, you, in a pair of pants together. Y'all, I can't believe the time is up. The reason for their love-hate relationship, they simply drifted apart after the operation. Y'all, evidently we were Siamese twins. Y'all, Big Fatty is the big balls. Big Fatty does love his big balls. Big Fatty loves his ham also. Big Fatty. RT Cruz has gone crazy, y'all. Y'all, Big Fatty's got the 7-year itch. Big Fatty, there's a medicated salve for that. Big Fatty wanted for his birthday, and y'all, I got a pearl necklace. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. And y'all, then there's Big Fatty's in a plate of meatballs, and then there's Big Fatty Butterworth. Big Fatty, could you help us keep that moist?
The ham was a little dry last year.
Oh, well, maybe you should use that Mrs. Fatty's word syrup.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.